Today's sustaining member question comes from Jane. Dear Lizzie and Dan, I love the show and always look forward to a new episode. I have a quick question about neighborhood noise. I live in North Texas, and the summers are hot. It's only May, and we are forecast to have heat well over 100 degrees every day this week. As the summer approaches, I wondered how early is too early to mow my lawn. I'm an early riser and would love to start mowing around 7:30 a.m. to beat the heat of the day. I have always hesitated to do this as I don't want to upset anyone in the neighborhood with the noise. I typically wait until 9 a.m., which may keep the neighborhood quiet in the morning but leaves me super hot. I wondered if moving my mowing time to 8 a.m. would be too early. This is sometimes on a weekday and other times on a weekend, depending on my schedule and how much the grass has grown. I have looked at the Homeowner Association rules, and nothing seems to be stated about start times for mowing. I would like to be a thoughtful neighbor, but I would also like to avoid melting in the heat. I would appreciate your insight. Thanks, Jane.
I love Jane's question because I am not a fan of mower noise in the AM. I have a neighbor who loves to landscape early in the day, and there's lots of shovels against metal things and
leaf blowers are particularly loud.
And, you know, this extends beyond the lawn, too. We're talking buzz saws, drills, you know, hammering. It's amazing kind of how disruptive care of property and homes can be to other people's quiet. At the same time, you need to take care of your home. You need to take care of these things, and you're a good neighbor for doing so. I would try to not start mowing before 8 a.m. People are either at least getting up, like me, my alarm goes off at 8 quite often, or they are already up at that point, and I think that's a courtesy. I am going to say it. On the weekend, I think you should wait till 9. I just do. I think it's like you've got people's one chance to maybe catch an extra hour or so. And I think it's more courteous on the weekend to do that mowing in the evening time for a cool down time. If you're looking for cooler hours, I would also consider that if it just fits with your schedule better. An evening mow can often, you know, once that sun has gone down a little bit or you're starting to hit those cooler evening hours, be just easier on folks, less disruptive to a quiet neighborhood. That being said,
I appreciate the in-town perspective.
Thank you, cuz. Tell me, Country Mouse.
This Country Mouse had a neighbor that was mowing at 5 a.m. just last weekend, and she was so concerned. She came over later and just apologized. She comes up for the weekends and had a whole list of things that she was trying to get done, and she had an appointment. She was going to be taking care of her parents' grave sites and was going to meet people there to do it. So she had this long list of tasks and she just went for it.
Yeah.
But clearly she was feeling bad about it. We had no idea. We were sleeping peacefully and
totally.
And I was probably up with Anisha at 6 anyway. It wasn't a big deal for us. I appreciated her concern, even though she had gone for it. I could tell she felt really bad about it. How close are you to your neighbors? Is it really going to be an impact on them? It's a good idea to think and be considerate of others, but different neighborhoods are different. Sometimes houses are really close. Sometimes it's really going to be a bother. Sometimes it's less of a big deal.
Yeah.
One of the most aggravating experiences I had in my life was being woken up by someone who was doing that kind of repair work that you're talking about at a time in my life when I slept later in the day.
Yep.
And it was happening very early. And it was driving me absolutely crazy. So I appreciate that. Take care with other people. It really can be intrusive. Put their comfort in that basket of considerations along with your own ease and defer to others. That really is the heart of good courtesy, good etiquette. Think about other people. Think about how you would want to be treated if you were in their shoes. I can feel you doing that here. I love the suggestion to mow in the evening if you can. That's a time of day when you could still beat the heat, keep cool, and are less likely to bother other people.
Mm-hmm. I love that Jane mentions that she checked with her HOA to make sure, the Homeowners Association, to make sure that there weren't rules about it. I think that's always a great first place to start. The other thing that you can do, Jane, is ask your neighbors. Ask your neighbors. Say, hey, would it be too early if I started my mower at 7:30 a.m.? And then you're going to know.
Sometimes the simplest solutions are the most elegant and they're correct. I think that's a great idea.
Knowledge is power. Jane, we hope that this helps and we hope that you beat the heat when taking care of your property.